Huh?
A little loud, maybe.
Oh.
Yeah, Sam had a big party in here on air and told everybody to fidget with the wires. Fidgeting.
I'm just adjusting everything. It sounds completely different again today. Did it sound all right for you inside there in the other room? In your closet that we forced you to broadcast from?
Yeah.
Do people know that?
Yeah.
Because we want to lounge around in the actual broadcasting studio, we force you to be in a little area.
Yeah, the first day of the pre-show, we were in the studio.
And that didn't work.
You guys said it wasn't going to work for you.
No, because I didn't want to hang in the office. I guess we have an office around here.
Yeah, two.
Yeah,
we have two offices, and that didn't work. So we said, no, we want to just hang out in this studio.
But then day two, I think we tried hanging out in here, and it just felt weird. Like, we're just watching Sam broadcast. It was too bizarre.
Right. So we moved you to the closet.
Yeah.
Where's Mars? Is he doing a walkabout? Because I think some things need to be adjusted a little bit. You sound better, Jimmy?
I think my headphones are just too loud. I just turn them down a little bit.
All right.
Sometimes it's just the headphones. You think everybody else can hear it, and they're like, no, it's fine.
I'm horrified. Oh, there it is. That's exactly what we're talking about. The Ebola guy just walking into Emory. That horrified me over the weekend.
Which guy is he?
He's the
one on the left or the right. There's two guys.
That's not
fucking
good for the other guy. I believe it's the guy on the right. He looks like he's a little weary as he walks into the hospital down there in Atlanta. I don't know. Oh, there's the Donald Trump thing we're going to talk about, too. Okay. I don't know if we should be bringing Ebola people to the United States. That scares the fuck out of me.
Yeah, I think it's kind of silly, too. It's a really rough one, man.
But how do you get Ebola?
I think it's touch.
It is touch. It's not airborne. I know that much, but
probably from just touching somebody's, they have it on their hands,
right,
or on their face. And I don't know. But, I mean, why we're bringing people here, I really don't think that's just a wise decision.
Does Purell take care of it?
You know what? It might. Before it affects you, Purell probably does kill it.
You think?
Yeah. I'm going to guess that Purell kills anything, but Purell is probably the second it touches them.
Right.
Maybe it has to get into a cut, or maybe it will seep into your skin.
I think people in general don't know much about Ebola, because I was watching some reports, and down there in Atlanta, people are horrified that this guy is over there. They're just horrified, even though they're not even close to the hospital. They're just convinced it's going to be just a major outbreak.
Well, they have the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta. So every disease, Ebola's already in Atlanta. I'm pretty sure they already have some
right
in the Center for Disease Control. So it's not like there's no disease.
Just diseases in a test tube somewhere?
I don't know what they keep them in.
Do people go and visit it? Like, oh, let's go check out the Ebola sample?
Yeah, let's go look at bubonic plague for a little while.
I don't know why we do that. I don't trust human beings. Eventually, something stupid will happen, right?
I'm hoping it's in some sort of a giant safe or something. There's got to be something they protect.
A giant safe.
Can't just walk through and touch it.
You think it's just kind of laying around?
Yeah.
Oh, where did I leave that Ebola sample?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Come on, get that. It's by the lamp. Get it away from there. Right. Knock it over.
Right. But Donald Trump is not happy, and now people are mad at Donald Trump. Well, I think he kind of makes some good points.
He said, "It's look, these are great people that go and do work."
Yeah.
But you have to suffer the consequences.
Right.
And I don't know if he's wrong. I mean, we got to be humanitarian, but do you want people with this disease coming in? I mean,
I don't know. That's why I think we need Dr. Steve. It seems like it's kind of hard to get. But if you do get it, you're a goner. Like, over 70% of the people that get it, I believe, die from it. So.
I think so. And it's so fast, and this is the thing they said, that it's not like AIDS. Whereas AIDS, you can have it and kill a lot of people.
Right.
Ebola, you know, relatively quickly if you have it.
Yeah, and if you have it, you don't really have a chance to spread it to many people.
But a woman just died in London.
You out
in the airport in Heathrow Airport. She was vomiting, and she died in the airport, I believe, coming from, I want to say, Sierra Leone, or somewhere, somewhere in Africa.
She's just sitting there in the airport, just puking.
Yeah, connecting
with
flight.
Ebola.
Yeah.
So then what happens? Do other people get it there now?
I don't know. I do not know if she was a commercial passenger or what it was, but she died in Heathrow Airport.
So they just throw some sawdust down and tell everyone to just move along?
I don't know. I wish I had more information on this.
Yeah, we need more info on this. Is Dr. Steve awake yet?
We're calling him.
Oh, we're calling him? All right, good. There are two guys that have it. The other person is from Maine. Yeah, they're bringing another patient tomorrow, I believe, with the Ebola.
Isn't it the guy's wife?
No, the guy's wife just wanted to check him out, make sure he's okay.
The doctor and his wife, don't they? Oh, I thought they were a married couple that had it.
I don't think so, but I'm not positive now that you're making me second guess myself. Because I think she was very happy that her husband was back in the States, getting the treatment. So